that last night on his show. This is cut number one about how abortion is playing in Georgia in that big Senate race that they're having there.
So the most recent New York Times poll shows that a grand total of 5% of Americans think abortion is the most important issue. And by the way, that's for and against pro-lifers and pro-choicers. So it's not the most important issue in a country that is actually crumbling before our eyes and whose economy is in deep, deep peril. We're in the middle of a recession. But Democrats talk only about abortion. And in fact, they're tying the economy to abortion. They are now arguing explicitly, because this moment couldn't get darker than it already is. When Jason Whitlock calls it demonic, at first we kind of laugh. We're not laughing anymore. This is. They're saying now that abortion is the solution to the economic disaster that they have created. And they're not being coy about it. They're just saying it. This summer, Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, said abortion is good. It's an affirmative good because it keeps more women chained to their jobs and office buildings. And that improves GDP. Stop reproducing! Get back to work! Citibank needs you! HR department calling. Have an abortion! Okay. That's not dystopian or anything. So then on Morning Joe, also on MSNBC, Stacey Abrams showed up. She's the current governor of Georgia in her mind, but still running for governor again, and thank heaven losing, offered another benefit of abortion. She explained with a straight face that if you kill your children, it's going to be a lot easier to afford gas at the pump.
But while abortion is an issue, it nowhere reaches the level of interest of voters in terms of the cost of gas, food, bread, milk, things like that. What can a governor, what could you do as governor to alleviate the concerns of Georgia voters about those livability, daily, hourly issues that they're confronted with?
But let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs.
Oh, it's your fault for having children. Get back to Citibank. What? Stacey Abrams, who is not married and has no children, lives only for herself, has contempt for people who dare to have children. We can just import those. Don't have your own. And if you had children, maybe you're the one to blame for gas prices you can't afford. So you get a politician who says stuff like that, and you've got something to talk about. By the way, she's welcome on this show any day of the week. But reporters, including the one who was moderating the gubernatorial debate in Georgia this week, decided not to ask about this. Watch this. Watch this bag of jello. Chuck Williams, with a local news station, asked Stacey Abrams. He didn't really ask, actually. This is like a suck-up. This is throne-sniffing disguised as a question. And this is real. This is not a deep fake. This is an actual question from Chuck Williams, which cannot really be his real name. Watch this.
Ms. Abrams, public opinion polls in our state show support for the right to abortion, Medicaid expansion, and banning assault weapons. You are on the side of public opinion in each of these issues, yet you are behind in almost every poll. Why?
So, since you're Jesus, does it shock you that a prophet gets no respect in his hometown? Stacey Abrams, beautiful, brilliant.
Oh, my God. These final 19 days are going to be so much fun. I mean, they really honestly are. And you know what? The night of November 8th, we're going to celebrate. And by the way, on the morning of the 9th, I'm going to come into the office feeling pretty good. I really believe that. There could be a shocker ahead of us. Don't know. But all I'm saying is, if you look at the numbers, the new CBS poll just out today shows that Adam Laxalt is now leading, and it's the eighth poll out of the last nine, which shows that Adam Laxalt is leading Catherine Cortez Masto. This may end up being one glorious night. The night of November 8th. It's going to be something special. Still to come, Joey Gilbert is an interesting story. He had a tremendous primary performance. Didn't win, didn't get the nomination, but he got high praise from a lot of people. And then ended up suing, trying to get a recount. And finally realized that it wasn't gonna matter. And simply put, he ran a great race. And he has since endorsed Sheriff Joe And all in all, did a tremendous job in running for governor. He really honestly did. He said on our show earlier today that he's going to be running again. And I believe him. I think he'll run for public office again. And I'll bet you this time he will win. You'll get a chance to hear from Joey Gilbert, former candidate for governor, currently an attorney in Reno. He is going to open an office here in Southern Nevada, which I think is going to be great, and great for him politically. Trust me. Stay where you are. He'll be next as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Couple of crashes working on the area roadways right now. 215 westbound at Gillespie. And you're really slow through there. Watch for the slow merging traffic there on the Southern Beltway at the 15 interchange, which is just past Gillespie. There's only one lane available as you transition from 215 West merging to Interstate 15 northbound. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there. Also, crash northbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. That's before Owens. You know, the road work continues on Interstate 515 as well, both directions between Eastern Avenue and Main Street. And construction will close the ramp East Tropical Parkway to 15 North. All the lanes are open. We're closed till Friday.
From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony DeZiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. NFL, the Raiders are back to work this week as they take on the Houston Texans on Sunday. Las Vegas coming off a bye at 1-4 after a tough Monday night loss last week to Kansas City. The Texans, they're 1-3-1. The Raiders did place cornerback Nate Hobbs on the injured reserve on Monday with an injured hand. College football, UNLV on the road Saturday, heading out to South Bend where they'll take on Notre Dame. The Irish are 3-3 on the season, while the Rebels are 4-3 after losing to Air Force on Saturday. NHL, the Golden Knights are on the ice tonight at home to take on the Winnipeg Jets. Vegas 3-1 to start the season, and this will begin a three-game homestand. And the Lakers and the Clippers will meet tonight at Crypto.com Arena. The Lakers back from losing to Golden State Tuesday in their opener 123-109. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony DeZiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, I love talking to people like Joey Gilbert. Joey Gilbert is a Reno attorney, a former candidate for governor. He lost in the primary, but he ran an amazing race, and he gets high marks, even from people that disagreed with him. They loved the way he ran his campaign. And I had a chance to visit with him earlier today, and I asked him, what did you make of your race for governor?
You know what? It was absolutely wonderful experience. I got to connect with, you know, Nevadans across this state, all 17 counties. We obviously had the most, you know, grassroots support, the most, you know, robust and energetic, you know, supporters statewide. It was a hell of a campaign. I enjoyed meeting everybody, like I said, from all counties and the real Nevadans and rural Nevada and even in Clark County, where I lived for 5 years, 2003 to 2008. So it was just nice reconnecting with everybody. It was a lot of fun, and I look forward in the future to continuing fighting for Nevadans in one way, shape, or form. But we'll see. You know, I'm not going anywhere, that's for sure.
Tell me what happened at the end of the election. You weren't happy with the outcome, and you were challenging the outcome. Can you explain what it was you were out to do?
Well, listen, you know, I'm not going to go back into the past. I'll just say, look, I always felt that there was issues with the way the election results were tabulated. And I want to make this clear. I never accused Joe Lombardo of anything. I don't think he was involved in anything. The only problem is, to contest the election, you had to do it with him, with the winner. So it was what it was. And I believe that there's some issues with the vote, you know, with the way things are tabulated. We had 44,000, you know, non-registered or non, you know, non-partisans, you know, independents that couldn't vote because of the DMV. We just had a lot of things that I didn't think were above board. I wanted to challenge that, and I did what I did. That being said, you know, at the end of the day, things were getting down to the wire. It was going to do no good to keep pushing. There's no way I was getting on the ballot, and we only have one person right now that can throw Steve Sisolak, the worst governor, most unethical, corrupt governor in our state, the hell out of office, and that's Joe Lombardo. And so at that, you know, moment, I decided it's time to get behind Joe Lombardo, and let's get Sisolak out. That's truly what's going on now.
If I could wrinkle my nose, and I know you don't want to go back, so I'm not going to go back, but I want to look ahead. What do we need to do in this state? Let's assume that we do have a big red wave and we take the governorship and the other constitutional offices. What do we need to do to fix what is clearly a broken election system?
Well, it's very simple. We need voter ID. We need AB 321 to be sent to the abyss, shredded. We don't need any legal ballot harvesting. We don't need universal mail-in ballots. We don't need any of this nonsense. We need clean voter rolls. We need same-day voting. It should be a holiday in the state. We need precinct-level voting, paper ballots at the precinct level, hand-tabulated by those that live in the precinct only, not this traveling circus that shows up and goes state to state for the primaries. It's simple, simple stuff. And most importantly, we need to get away from the machines. And it's coming out every day now how bad these machines are. And it's not me. Go back and look at the Senate testimony from 2017 and 18, where the Democrats called the voting machines unsafe, unsecure, unreliable. And now here we are. I moved to the state from Chicago in 1988, I think it was. And by 9 o'clock, 10 p.m. at the latest, all the election votes were totaled. We knew who won. Now it's 6 weeks. It's been 30 years, and it takes 6 weeks before we can actually get an honest, certified election. It makes no sense on earth. Let's go back to the way things used to be. Precinct-level voting, paper ballots, hand-counted, voter ID, clean voter rolls, no machines, and no more mail-in, universal mail-in ballots. If you need an absentee ballot, you should request one, and that's it.
Joey, let me ask you, and by the way, Joey, you are an expert in this area when it comes to voter integrity, and I got to ask you, does Nye County have the right idea? They're going to be supposedly running a hand count next to the machine, and essentially we'll be able to compare them side by side. Is that what need to be doing everywhere?
You know what? Don't be surprised when you don't see any issues once you do that, because that's the game changer. And pretty soon, coming to counties across Nevada, you're going to see the same thing. We're going to take back a lot of county seats, a lot of school board seats, And once we take it back at the county level, you're going to see these machines thrown right the hell out where they should be. And we're going to go back to, like I said, hand tabulation. But again, first it's going to be hand counting, and then eventually we're going to get rid of the machines completely. Secretary of State's office, if it's not Jim Merchant, they're going to fight like hell. Why they would do that, I don't know. But again, we're going to get rid of the machines, go back to hand tabulation, and you'll see right away that there's no mistakes once they do that, because they won't be able to cheat.
Joey Gilbert joining us, candidate for governor, and fought a brilliant campaign. Everybody loved it, and he is also a Reno attorney. He is a practicing attorney. I want to ask you, maybe to put your political pundit hat on, and what does your political barometer tell you about what's going to be happening on November 8th?
Well, listen, Kevin, it's very simple. If the elections are fair and free, it's not a red wave, Kevin. It's a freedom wave. It's not a red wave. It's people that have had enough of these draconian policies, from school closures, business closures and lockdowns, mandates of whether they're masks or whether they're vaccines or the border issues. Nevada has the highest illegal immigrant population per capita in the nation. We also have the highest suicide rates for kids in the nation, all based on, Steve Sisolak, illegal, unconstitutional, and absolutely totally bumbled, fumbled, response to the coronavirus, pandemic, which I'll say over and over again. Our schools are the last in the nation, the worst ACT scores in the nation. Our kids aren't learning. So parents have had enough. So they're going to come in. They're going to vote all these clowns out of office, all these corrupt politicians out of office. And you're going to see a freedom wave. And it's the American people and the people in Nevada saying, we're done. We don't want this anymore. We want medical freedom, medical privacy, parental rights to be respected. If you want to shut your business, shut your business. But no governor or mayor should be able to do that. No one should be able to force your kid into a mask. No one should be able to tell you can't go to work unless you get some experimental, unproven, treatment modality, otherwise known as the vaccine. So people have had it, and I think you're going to see a freedom wave, which is just, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness front and center on November 8th. Everybody needs to vote in person on Election Day and throw these people the hell out of office.
You campaigned against him during the primary. Now you are supporting Sheriff Joe. How would you evaluate his campaign with just 19 days to go?
Listen, it's very simple. Sheriff Joe and I might not have agreed on everything, but we agree on one thing, and that's that Steve Sisolak is the worst, most corrupt governor this state has ever seen, and he's got to go. Nevada cannot afford four more years of Steve Sisolak. So it's time to put, Lombardo in office, get him in Carson City. Let's see what he's going to do. Anybody's better than Sisolak, but I believe that he'll get in there. He'll fight for parental rights. He'll fight to keep this state open. He'll fight to do a better job with, bringing business into this state. And so, again, I just want to see Sisolak gone. I think he's got a strong message. I think he's really hitting it hard with the TV. His campaign's out there. They're in front of things. They're calling, Sisolak out for his corruption. That's exactly what they should do. And let's remember, this week Sisolak lost the teachers union. He also lost the support of police behind him. So come on, guys. And it's very simple. Everybody's fleeing the Sisolak ship. It's time to get behind Lombardo and push Sisolak the hell out of office.
And by the way, that police union, the Nevada Police Union, overwhelmingly voted no confidence in Governor Sisolak. Are you surprised at the way people are jumping off this sinking ship?
Not at all. Not at all. Look, man, at the end of the day, people realize that another 4 years of Sisolak would be a disaster. There's only one person right now that can throw Sisolak out of office. That's Joe Lombardo. Everybody listening, do not sit home. I don't want to hear about, this isn't my, my choice. It doesn't matter. Right now, you vote red, except for Assembly District 35, Mindy Robinson. You vote red. You got to get these guys out of here, guys and girls. It's time to vote red for our country, for freedom, for parental rights, for medical privacy. Get these guys out of there. Vote red, and let's get Sisolak out of the Carson City Governor's Mansion.
Joey Gilbert. He's not done with politics. He's going to run again, and he's going to be opening a law office here in Southern Nevada. This could get real interesting. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world's seems to be in a state of confusion. Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, we knew they wouldn't go undefeated. I'm talking about the Vegas Golden Knights. But they went to Calgary, and they didn't win. They lost, and that, you know, that's going to happen. But they're back in action and looking to get back on the winning track. Gentleman Jim Dallas, he's been tracking this story all morning long. What's going on, man?
Well, when you're talking about, yeah, they're not going to go undefeated. They're 3-1 on the season. They take on the Jets tonight at 7 o'clock at T-Mobile. But they can't be happy. Bruce Cassidy, the new head coach, can't be happy with the way it ended with that first loss. 3 unanswered goals. They were up 2-0, and they end up losing by that 3-2 score. But, you know, the Golden Knights made a move at coach last year, hoping to you know, maybe shake things up on offense a little bit and score a little more. And that's what they're still trying to do and be more aggressive. And hopefully after the loss, the most recent loss to the Flames there, maybe they can pick that up. But when you look at the goalie situation, Logan Thompson, he's really held his own, in my opinion. And he basically is kind of learning on the job, if you will. But he's going to be there all season long. So hopefully he will grow and turn into a fantastic goalie. So far, it's worked out in the first four games.
And obviously, if you win 3 of every 4 games, you're not only going to have home ice advantage throughout the playoffs, chances are you're probably going to win the Stanley Cup.
That's a heck of a record. And and like you say, you're not going to win them all, but in they're changing around the different personnel on the lines, too. You know, you get the first line, the second line you go through, and they've been kind of working on that throughout the course of the season as well. So that'll probably work its way out, but you can't complain about Bruce Cassidy's boys and how they're performing, at least up to this point.
I won't be there because I'll be at NPRI's benefit dinner tonight, but that should be a great game, though.
It should be indeed, and of course, there's some baseball coming up this afternoon as well. I think the game starts at 4:37, the Yankees and the Astros. So there's a lot of sports out there and a lot of politics.
Indeed. More to come. We'll close her out and get you ready for Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. That's all coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Pastor Sam Rodriguez for My Faith Boats. This fall, Americans are faced with what may be the most important election in decades, maybe ever. One key issue that differentiates the candidates is their position on the rights of unborn children. In this important election season, I want to urge you to research the candidates' positions on all the issues, but especially as to the rights of the unborn, and look at those positions in the light of God's Word. Make the pledge to vote this November. Visit MyFaithVotes.org. That's MyFaithVotes.org.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? They're old-school.